Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, talking cattle market with Darrell in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Now, the cattle market has not fallen a great deal here in the fall months of 2021, but we haven't seen much movement to the upside either to this point, and that's frustrating to a lot of producers. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says he is surprised it hasn't moved up quicker as well.
I think we're making progress. I've been thinking that for a month. You know, I believe it's happening, but it always seems to take longer than you think.
So, Darrell, why so slow to get an upward response?
Well, I think, you know, it really comes down to, again, the sort of cap on the industry, if you will, in terms of packing capacity. Packing industry continues to struggle with labor issues and the ability to sort of put together consistently strong weeks of slaughter numbers that would really get ahead. And just, you know, the pace of cattle coming out of the feedlots, it is coming down. We are pulling feedlot in out. But we just as yet have not dropped below that capacity constraint.
Meanwhile, as far as our feeder market is concerned, a little bit of strength in recent days and some anticipation of maybe we'll get some wheat pasture sooner rather than later.
We're trying to get some wheat pasture. September was very dry, and we're late with getting some wheat going, but it is coming on. We've gotten some rain, at least a week to 10 days. And so that wheat is coming on, and actually a rain in October in Oklahoma almost guarantees you'll put a little money back in the market. And we did see that on the feeder cattle markets here this last week. We picked up a kind of running counter seasonal with a little bit of stronger prices to kind of, hold our own, if you will, in this market that's normally under seasonal pressure this time of the year.
Now, speaking of wheat pasture, Dr. Peel says he's run some budgets, and they do look promising.
You know, my budgets would suggest that, they're sort of, average returns, if you will. I think the budgets will pay for, wheat pasture. The value of that wheat pasture is higher this year as a result of the higher cost of gain in the feedlots. And so, the budgets appear to cover that higher feed cost. It'll cover some yardage and labor fees to take care of those animals. And there's still a little bit of positive return for the animals themselves on top of that.
Darrell, especially this year, it seems like there's a lot of moving parts to this wheat pasture equation.
That's right. You need to think through, and it depends a little bit on the size of cattle that you're going to buy, how long you intend to own them, how much total weight you intend to put on them. Programs vary a lot, of course. And so, there's still some breaks in these feeder cattle markets across the different weight groups. So you really need to do some pencil work and do your homework a little bit to think about what kind of animals, what size of animals, and exactly what sort of production program you're going to put through in the next few months.
Darrell, you alluded to the fact that wheat pasture is likely more valuable this year than ever before, and it's not just wheat pasture. I mean, everything that a cattle producer is dealing with right now when it comes to something you can feed that critter costs more.
Out in the country, cow-calf producers across the country are facing higher hay prices. Mm-hmm. Obviously in the drought areas, hay prices are sharply higher. Up in the Dakotas, you're talking about hay prices that are 60 to 70% higher year over year, and obviously very limited in supply up there. Around the rest of the country, even not in drought areas, prices for hay is higher. And because of the high corn market and feed markets or crop markets in general, the markets for other feedstuffs that we would use, some of the co-product feeds and so on, are significantly higher. So I think all producers, pretty much at all levels, really need to kind of evaluate their feed requirements. Obviously for different kinds of animals, understand what they need, understand what you have in terms of hay, and what you might need in terms of supplemental feed.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.